Hey, everybody. Welcome to the We Just Met podcast. My name is Marcus. This is my co-host, Julie. And in today's episode, we are doing some prank calls. As you can see, I'm wearing my today's prop for this episode, and Julie had on her prop, but
I'm a dropout. A prop dropout is what just happened here.
Yeah, so today's a little fun Friday. You know, we're going to kick back and, you know, make it do what it do.
So we were trying to decide, okay, these are dreads, right?
Not right now, can text.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You told me Uber me when I was like...
Marcus, what would you do if Duck got in a car and then the Uber driver turned out to be a kidnapper?
And it's going to be all hands on deck going together.
Would you put the little lights on?
Damn right.
Yeah. Do you have them in your car?
No, my personal car. But my work car, yeah.
Yeah. So then you have to go home and get your work car and then do something about it?
I can't work like this. Mm-hmm. You don't want me to go to... You don't have a box cutter. And what can I do with a box cutter?
She can be all the way in Fort Lauderdale by you switch out by the time you switch out cars.
That's not how it works. By the time we make notification, people are going
to
be on.
Just tell the kidnapper to wait.
I forgot there's like mass communication systems. You know where there's not a mass communication system?
Where?
When I went to the airport yesterday and we were trying to find parking and there was one of those little tripod billboards and it said parking lot full. And Nikhil's like, oh, we can't park there. So he drives by and I was like, you think that thing is giving you the most current in real time information? I'm like, go back. We go back and the very first spot is empty. That did not have mass communication system. So you would call someone and then she would be okay?
Of course.
Yes. All right. Good. See, we got some pull. We got pull around here.
How does that happen if you work at the Solid Waste Authority?
Pull.
You must know people.
Yeah, pull. I got pull. I have all the pull.
At the SWA.
SWA.
Mm-hmm. We're trying to get a contract with them, actually, right now.
For real?
Yeah, if you got pull, put in a good word for us.
The SWA?
Yeah. Gotcha. We want to do their marketing.
It's like, what's that?
So, Racetrack has the best boiled peanuts. Do you like boiled peanuts?
I love boiled peanuts.
Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you love boiled peanuts?
8.
How would you feel if there was this massive, generous amount of really delicious boiled peanuts and they just, bloop, spilled onto the couch?
I'd be very disappointed. You know, I'd have to make my way back and go get some more.
I
got to.
That would be your initial reaction?
Fuck. And I'm going to get my boiled peanuts.
It's definitely a fuck moment. Yeah, like,
definitely.
Boiled peanuts is one of those things nobody wants to clean up.
Why not?
What? They're gross. It looks like puke.
But you eat it.
Yeah, but there's like little red spots. So I had to call the couch guy to come clean it up and get him to come the next day, which I found him on Thumbtack at like 11 o'clock at night.
And what's that?
Thumbtack. It's the app where you hire people to do your house stuff.
Never heard of it.
So who fixes shit around your house? Who cleans your house? Oh, who does your laundry? You're so self-sufficient, this guy.
Gotta
be. Wow.
SWA, baby, teach you how to be clean. That's one thing we know is cleanliness. You get rid of all that stuff.
Okay. Do you know about Racetrack? Like, are you locked in with Racetrack?
They have the best crushed ice.
That's your jam?
I literally told that to Nikhil as I was getting my cup full of Diet Dr. Pepper.
So
it lasts. I don't know what they put in there.
It's fake ice or something.
I don't think it's healthy for it to last that long. That's genetically modified ice.
You're not wrong because that cup is not insulated and it's still there.
It's crazy.
So the kids put me on a racetrack. I didn't know what was the big deal, but they like race to the car and they go off to racetrack. So now I've been going. And, you know, there's the boiled peanuts and there's the ice cream, but there's also coffee.
Mm.
Are you a coffee drinker?
No, I'm very caffeine sensitive.
Didn't I see you drinking an energy drink one day?
I don't know, but it's something about coffee.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you, but I can drink a Celsius, but I can't drink coffee.
Well, let me tell you something. It's a very overwhelming experience to get coffee from Racetrack, so much so that I look like a complete dumbass that we told the guy that works there that I just got out of prison and that I've never seen a coffee machine because I couldn't figure out how to work it. And the sheer fact that homeboy believed that like that, he's like, oh, you know, good looking out, I'm glad you're out. And I was like, thanks. So great. Like, yeah, so I must look like I just got out of prison, especially when I can't when it comes to a coffee machine that I don't know how to work.
Okay.
So speaking of the ice, Nikhil was violated this week in a major way that I can't relate to because I'm not a dude. But what happened with your soda the other day? that you could not come to the studio and you had to go home. Maybe Marcus will be able to appreciate this. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Grab the mic, right? Or...
Okay.
I sent Nikhil for food. I need to prepare to get back.
No, not just her. The whole office staff of Connect Connection sent me to get PDQ for lunch, except for Lillian.
And no, then... Lily got food.
Oh, that's right. That was the other day I didn't bring food. Anyway.
She ordered food on my behalf because I was actually doing work, unlike the rest of the girls in the office.
Right.
Oh.
I was working.
Lily eating over some chicken tenders. Yeah.
Anyway, their order arrived late because I was in PDQ and I list out my order like 15 entrees deep. And the lady, I get to the pay line or whatever, I pay, and then she's like, here's your drinks. And there's like 45 of them. So like on drink number 43, the lid wasn't fully on, and I go to grab the lid, and I'm like moving it over to my cup holder, and the whole drink just falls right into my lap.
Ice and all.
All the ice. And like my shorts, I wear like these like, I don't know, like these like athleisure shorts, and it soaked up all of the like Diet Coke right into my, like, you know, my area, and all the ice just pooled right there, and I couldn't see anything because it was a bunch of cars behind me, so I had to keep going. So it was like burning because it was so cold, but I had to drive home real quickly because like I had to get home to like take care of, you know, the ice and Diet Coke or Coke in my freaking lap. And it was cold, and Coke does not, like, you know, react well, like
the skin,
yeah, especially like that kind of skin. So, you know, I was like, oh, the whole way home, I ran a red light. No, and I was just trying to get home as fast as possible because it hurt actually. Oh, it hurt a lot.
Right. So you said Dr. Pepper or Coke?
Coke.
Okay.
That's worse.
No Coke.
That's worse.
So he comes to the studio and he's like, "You don't understand though, it hurt." And I was like, "It's ice." He's like, "No, it hurt. Like, well, I had to go."
Coke's the stuff you put on your battery, take battery acid off.
So it's like this, God,
like, true. Coke is like radioactive.
So are you still gonna be able to make babies one day, or am I out of gas here?
I can't speak to that.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I figured as a man you would maybe be able to relate to that better. Cause...
Yeah, I mean, it's highly possible. It's highly possible. That's a very delicate area.
Have you ever spilled ice in your area?
Ice? Yes.
In your area?
And there's always a reaction in that area.
You guys just pour ice on your areas on accident?
You said spill. You don't pour on accident. It wastes on accident.
My God.
Nice.
You know, I can't say I've ever poured ice or spilled ice in my area. That's just never happened to me.
Okay, you're lucky.
Yeah. I haven't heard from you much this week. Yeah, how was your week?
Work. You know, Palm Beach County is very big. So, you know, there's a lot of trash. You know, a lot of people got to be taken out.
Are you talking about people?
No, I'm talking about, you know, waste.
Oh, yeah. Not people.
No.
This is paradise.
When I'm here, I'm in paradise. This is vacation right now.
When you're in Palm Beach County?
No, when I'm in the stew.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, when I'm in the stew.
I like that, actually. Mm-hmm. This studio has two parts for me. So in the mornings, it's stressful. And then in the evenings, it's chill.
That's good.
And especially on Fridays, it's chill.
Yeah, you love to eat, too.
What?
You was ready to risk it all. Just ready to risk it all for some food. Can't believe.
Okay, I want to say something. I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble for this, but you know what I'm really excited about now?
What's that?
I can buy office snacks again, and they're not threatened. Because there was a certain someone
they that would attack them,
mow down on office snacks. And so I stopped buying them. And now we've had office snacks in here for a whole week.
Untouched, unbothered, mm-hmm. untampered with.
Which is, you know.
I mean, they were just eaten at a regular pace. But you do realize that the culprit still exists in this world, right? Like, just because she's no longer with us doesn't mean she's no longer with us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so what does that mean to me?
Your snacks are still not safe.
That was his takeaway. I think what she's saying is that person might hear this and be mad. But whatever, you know, it was common knowledge. I think it was common knowledge.
I have nothing to do with this. Camera, this is my angle.
Do it in your Trump voice.
Listen to me. The snack she's talking about, nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. Nothing. Believe me. Nothing to do with it. Believe me.
It wasn't me. I was never there. Wait, that's how you talk. So be like, it wasn't me. I was never there. I had nothing to do with this. Go for it.
Wasn't me. I was never there. I have nothing to do with it. Nothing. These people are ugly people. They're ugly people.
Oh my God.
They're very mean to me. Very mean to me. I don't know what I've done, but they're very mean to me.
Oh my God. I'm glad that you are in character, because tonight you're also going to get in character, right? And prank call someone?
Yes.
But not just anybody. It's actually my ex-husband. Mm. And he is cool as a cucumber. So,
great.
You've never met him, but, like, if you did, he's so chill. And he doesn't go up, he doesn't go down. He's, like, right here. So it'll be interesting to see how he responds to you prank calling him.
You got the questions ready?
I do have questions. And so the other thing you have to know about him is he loves Costco. Like, he's a diehard Costco fan. Like, Costco's his jam. So I thought maybe call him and tell him you're doing a survey and that he can get a $100 gift card to Costco. You guys, he would do anything for a $100 gift card to Costco.
$1,000 gift card.
No, 100. I feel like 100 is way believable. 1,000, okay. He might be like, wait a minute. And you should say that you're from, what? Who should Marcus say he's from? Should he say he's from Costco or like?
I would say he's from like the Costco community outreach team.
You just made that up.
I did.
She did. She did a good job.
Okay. You gotta watch you.
So.
Costco community outreach team.
That sounds like something they would have.
Yes.
That does sound like.
Yeah. We're calling to inform. What's his name?
Ram.
Ram. Hey, Ram. Ram.
Wait, do it in your Indian voice, though.
Ram. How are you?
What are you going to say your name is?
Deepak.
What's your last name? Chopra.
Who?
Chopra. Oh, no.
Deepak. Do you want to give me something?
Wait, I'm going to say
Gupta.
You. Who?
Gupta.
Gupta?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Deepak Gupta.
So we're going to prank call my ex-husband, but one thing you should know about him is, like, he's cool as a cucumber, like, even Stevens. So it'll be interesting to see how he reacts to this. Also, he loves Costco. So I'm pretty sure he would do anything for, like, a Costco gift card. So you're going to be calling from the Costco Community Outreach Program.
Okay.
And ask him a few questions, and in turn, he gets a $100 gift card.
Awesome.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'll dial it so we're not saying it out loud on camera. Sound good? No! I can't look at you.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah?
Good afternoon. Is this Ram?
Yeah?
Yes, how are you? My name is Deepak Gupta. Name is Deepak Gupta.
Uh-huh.
How are you this evening, sir?
I'm good.
Good. I'm calling from Costco's Community Outreach Division.
I'm sorry, where are you coming from? Calling from?
Costco Community Outreach Division.
Costco
Community Outreach Division, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Person, I'm going to inform you that this line has been on a recorded line. And just want to ask you a couple questions for this survey, and you can win a $100 gift card. Will you be willing to participate in the survey?
Sure. What is the survey about again?
Just a couple of questions.
Only a few. We have questions. A few, because
Do you have? Just give me 3 minutes of your time, sir. 3 minutes of your time.
All right. Go ahead. Ask.
Yes. Okay. First, how are you today? How was your week?
Still ongoing.
Okay. Busy. Good. I understand. My first question is, from a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate your ability to talk to animals?
How would I do what?
How would you rate your ability to talk to animals?
Okay, how are you going to talk? I mean, are you, is this some kind of psychological skill that you guys are trying to say, hey, your animal responds to you, or, you know?
No, these, I don't know. No, sir. These are just generic questions that are formulated by the company of Costco. So we're just reaching out to several people.
Who I never, I'm a very, very adept follower of Costco, though. I've never heard, you know, this. And also, usually when Costco calls, I get the Costco's, you know, central number all the time. So I don't see it. And the kind of questions you're asking me doesn't make sense. So let me end the conversation, my friend. I will, talk to you, when you get the call from a Costco central number. All right? Thanks.
Excuse me.
Oh shit. Excuse
me. Listen, I couldn't get it. I couldn't. We would have said this is the joke.
Oh god.
Oh shit. My god. That was funny
that
as hell.
That was so damn good. Wait, who else can we prank?
Oh
that was
my god.
Fun. Nobody else like him. Like, he's gonna be the senior citizen that falls for the crime. We're like,
oh yeah, he gonna get scammed. No. They're gonna take all his money, boy. Yeah. Oh, they're gonna get him.
Oh my god. Gonna
get him.
Oh, no. Nikhil.
Oh my goodness.
Nikhil, do you think he's going to mention it at all? You know, I've gotten one strange call from Costco the other day, but I'm sure it's not correct.
I don't know.
Damn, that was funny as hell.
Wait, we need another person. Who else can we prank? Oh, my brother! And my brother will go 0 to 60 real fast.
Yeah,
like,
he'll rip your ass.
So let's do it. Same thing.
Oh my god. Yes. He is funny. Wait, I'm gonna
Do you want me to do Indian accent again?
Yeah. No.
No, and then he'll shut the phone right off. You gotta actually be like a legit person, be like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. No accent.
I got you.
Wait, I don't know how to work your phone.
Just little numbers. Dial that.
Oh, okay.
I said, hey, you got a quick second to talk? I'm waiting on that.
What is that?
That's my ringtone.
Oh.
Oh.
Is that him?
No.
Prank call whoever's calling you.
They know.
Oh, duh.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. I'm such a tart. I'm cooked. I'm done for the whole week. Everything hurts.
Let's move into our mental health check.
Okay.
Julie, let's talk about yours.
Fuck off.
Do we want to recount what happened on Tuesday?
No. We cannot do that, but, and
fear in your eyes.
We're never talking about that again. I feel like you should answer it, Marcus.
Hey, what's going on? I'm filming.
I don't know. Okay. I'm so straight spotless. Go ahead.
Wow.
Are we all on this call?
The whole conversation now is in our headphones and recording.
She's getting edible.
Hello, how are you? How was your week? Person on the phone. How was your week? Wait, I got to put my phone on or my hat on something. I'm disguised.
You're coming through everybody's headphones.
Wait, why is she ignoring me? Who is that?
You're coming through everybody's headphones.
Hello.
Huh? You're coming through everybody's headphones.
She's on the pod.
You're on the pod.
Wait, say hi. At least you should say what's up. Can she hear me?
I wonder. Can you hear her?
No.
Wait, can you hear this voice? Can you hear me?
Yeah, she can hear you.
She can hear all of us?
Oh, no.
Can you hear everybody?
Okay, wait. If you can hear me. Oh, she can hear me. What? If you heard this, you didn't. Oh, she can. Wait, play a sound effect. Wait, no way. So we're all connected.
Can she hear this?
Wait, can you hear this? No, you have to turn it up. The volume's so low.
Can you hear that?
No, what's
she saying? It's so low.
You heard that?
Uh-huh.
She heard it. She heard the magical thing in her thing.
Wow. What did
you almost say? She heard the
You heard the hand clap too? Yeah, she heard it all.
Wow. So you're our new co-host. Welcome to the We Just Met podcast. Okay, since we have you on the phone, what was the best part of your week? Person whose name I don't know.
Oh,
the best part of my week is actually the fact that my birthday was yesterday and I'm in another country right now.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. I don't know who, but happy birthday to you. Nice.
Thank you. I was dancing, but you couldn't see me.
Oh, yay. Okay. And what was a learning opportunity for you this week?
I can't hear you.
And what was a learning opportunity for you this week? So we don't like to say, like, what was the worst part of your week, but what was a learning opportunity for you?
For this week, just learning to, we're at a spot.
It's all good. Take a shot for me.
Go ahead.
A water. It's your birthday.
To slow down. Learning to slow down and
wait, which
translator?
Which country are you in?
We're in Colombia.
Oh, tell them arriba, arriba. Sigue.
Arriba, arriba.
That works.
Gracias. I'm sorry, but yes, just learning to slow down and enjoy life, soak it all in.
There you go. Good. Sounds like some good birthday behavior.
You like my hat?
Yes.
You know who's not slowing down? Whoever just got told to arriba.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, man, I can't slow down. I got told to arriba.
I got a relaxer.
Wait, are we ever going to know your name or no? Who are you?
They want to know your name.
Toy.
Enjoy your birthday, Toy.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
From the whole kind of family.
Enjoy.
And Marcus.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care and be safe.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Dang, that was different.
Colombia.
Plugged it in. Yeah, Connor House Studios, Colombia. We just met.
I know. Oh my God, we're international, you guys. We are international. Okay, so Marcus, the mental health part. What was the best part of your week and then learning opportunity for you?
The best part of the week was, to be honest, just the thought of looking forward to the weekend.
Okay.
That pretty much got me through the week. And as far as my overall mental health well-being, everything been cool. Nothing really got me off my balance, you know.
That's good. Yeah, that is so good.
Everything is pretty balanced right now.
Do you have exciting things planned this weekend?
No, just linking up with, you know, some cool guys this weekend, you know, little brotherhood we got going on, and just want to cultivate that and keep that going.
Are you gonna go fishing?
No, not today. Not this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
Nothing. I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Oh man, was that kind of week?
Oh yeah. No. Oh, it was intense again.
What about
she
you,
lost $30,000 and her shit.
Dude, that is accurate. I lost $30,000 and my shit in that order. I lost $30,000 and then my shit.
She lost her shit.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Losing $30,000. Somebody has to get a broken bone or
it just happens. That's business. It just sucks. It sucks. You know, on any given day, I don't know if this is appropriate here, but that is the reality of business. On any given day, you can wake up and think it's gonna go one way and you're out the pockets $10,000, $11,000. And then $20,000 comes in and money just in and out, washes itself in and out. But I can certainly tell you, I was not expecting to lose $30,000 in 1 week, but you know, life goes on and by the grace of God, our lifestyle, it doesn't change. So it's fine. But also property manager in the rental place quit mid-stay this week. So that was also something else to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And, but thank God we got a great team here. So we're able to get everything right back on track as fast as possible.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yes.
Sweet.
So Anyhow, thank you for joining us for another episode of We Just Met. We're getting lots of great reviews online, lots of great feedback.
Lots of feedback.
Yeah. So, and we're enjoying this, right? Are you enjoying this? Are you having
I'm
a good time?
It. I'm loving it.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Listen, we got our YouTube up, Spotify, Apple, all that good stuff. Go check us out.
Definitely. And if you want us to prank somebody, let us know, because we'll definitely do it. Marcus is clearly good at this.
Comment on going We Just Met on any of the platforms and comment, get in our DMs. We got you.
Yes, because all of this, like, honestly would not be possible without our sponsors.
Absolutely.
Who we really love and respect. So this week we want to really shout out the Drip Bar in Royal Palm Beach. I'm very excited. I'm going to go off the cusp for a second. The Drip Bar in Royal Palm is very exciting. It's a stationary brick and mortar. It's gorgeous. It's not open yet, but maybe by the time this airs, it might be. But lots of qualified healthcare professionals to give you all the IVs, vitamins, nutrients that you need. But in addition to that, they're also having other anti-aging services, like there's some hydrofacials, other services. So definitely go check it out. And it's being opened by a longtime entrepreneur in the healthcare space. So Charlotte Leonard, she used to be in, you know, aging care. So she knows a thing or two about longevity. And now she's moved to the other side in preventative healthcare. So very excited for her newest venture. I can't wait to check it out. And, you know, follow along at the Drip Bar, Royal Palm Beach.
Your life.
Oh, my
feed
God.
Feed your cells and fuel your life. Drip Bar.
Do it in your Trump voice.
Mic drop. Feed yourself.
Wait, can you do it as Donald Trump?
Is that a rap, everyone?
Feed yourselves. Fuel your life. Drip Bar.
This damn thing. This thing. I don't know.
Feed yourselves. Fuel your life.